This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In another big win, and dare I say, best win of the season? Best win, definitely, in the Jimmy Butler era. Good morning to you, Joe Shasky, and to all you listening right now.
Jimmy, let's go. 9-1 with him in the lineup. 9-2 since his acquisition. And if we're being 100, they would have beat the 76ers if he would have played in that game. I mean, obviously, the chef was just absolutely outstanding yesterday. What a win. I thought Moses Moody was excellent, pressuring Jalen Brunson. I think he only got one shot up until the final minute or so of the game in the fourth quarter. OG Anunoby, who's an absolute load, I thought they did a great job, and Jimmy was battling with him at times. Guy Santos making plays. Draymond making plays. They were running like a triangle offense between Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph at the end there. It was absolutely beautiful basketball to watch. These Warriors, they're completely different. They are completely different. I can't think, and I said this, you know, early on, and I think it's starting to materialize here. This is the best in-season trade for the Warriors since We Believe.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Dare I say it might go down as one of the best of all time, depending on what happens here. It's early, but, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. We're more than 10 games now. We're now actually officially at 10 games of Jimmy Butler playing as a Golden State Warrior. Is this enough of a sample size now at 9-1 when he plays to finally say and to finally make you believe, Dub fans, that we're a little skeptical in the trade, to say, you know what, this thing's going to work out? Again, you look at the box score for Jimmy. It's not going to be sexy every time. Although last night, you look at it, 19 points, 7-9 from the free throw line, 6-12, 4 assists. He does a little bit of everything, and you feel his presence. And I think that's the most important part in all of this. You feel his presence throughout a game every single time. You didn't feel it, obviously, when he wasn't playing against the Philadelphia 76ers when he was held out with back spasms. But you feel his presence in a stadium and a team as iconic as the New York Knicks. When he had Jennifer Hudson, you had Spike Lee, and Jennifer Hudson, I hope she's okay. She got hit in the face of the ball. I think Common tried to save it. I don't know if he was able to. You had Tracy Morgan right there. You have all the stars out. It's New York and LA, right? They always have all the stars there courtside, but New York in particular, the bright lights, when they're shining the brightest, you want your stars to show out. And Jimmy Butler did that. Stephen Curry did that. And hey, shout out to the young guys. Brandon Podziemski, 8-16. Moses Moody, as you mentioned, 4-8. Guy Santos,
I love
4-6. Had a wide open 3-point shot. There was a breakdown in the Knicks defense. You know what? He took it. He hit it. That was the only one he attempted, but that's okay. Buddy Hield. You look at the box score, it's like Buddy Hield, 3-10. No. 6-13 overall. He was aggressive. He had a play early in that game. I think it was late in the first quarter where he just ran the entire floor in the inbounds pass. Ran the entire floor, just ran all the way for a layup on the other end. And Tom Thibodeau, who prides himself as a defensive head coach, was disgusted. I'd take a timeout. Like, I'm liking what I'm seeing. Again, a couple games for Buddy here, but the confidence is there. And the confidence that is exuding from this team right now is palpable. And shout out to all of you watching on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. It's brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. It's a Warriors Wednesday. Joe Shasky, brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Okay, so you bring up Buddy Hield, and I'll get to the Jimmy Butler effect. Just put a bookmark in it. Remind me.
I'll put a pin in it.
I want to get to specifically what he's helped them with, but the Buddy Hield experience, can we just break this down?
We can.
First off, you and the boss have been like, look, I know this sounds crazy, but he's the X factor. He's the wild card for this team, however you want to break it down. Like, when he plays well, they're almost unbeatable because he stretches the floor. He makes winning plays. It is a roller coaster. And I don't know if you grew up going to like tiny little amusement parks, but legendarily, there's this place up in the Russian River, okay? It was called Jay's Amusement.
Oh.
Okay, and Jay's Amusement Park was something out of like a 1980s movie. There was...
Like big?
There was this particular ride, and everyone can relate to this, right? It was called the Mad Mouse. And this thing felt like you were going off the tracks at all times. You would get whiplash. It would turn hard to the left or turn hard to the right. It would loop de loop.
I think they have one of those at Great America. They have like literally it's called like the mouse one. It was like super janky. It's tiny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No seatbelts. There's no like guardrail. There's none of that stuff.
That's the experience.
We're going OSHA uncertified here. Okay. This place was like literally one of the scariest places in the world. But as a kid, you're like, this is amazing.
It's like a county fair, right? You go to a county fair and there's the janky rides, right? All the roller coasters that you should not be going on. Your parents are like, yeah, whatever, get out of my hair.
And all the kids wanted to go to Jay's Amusement Park. There was go-karts, there was this, but the Mad Mouse in particular was this rickety old, just dangerous, I mean, super dangerous, you know, little ride. And it was, you had no idea what was going to happen. It was a thrilling experience. You also were literally on the brink of death on every single turn. And that joyride, that roller coaster, it's the Buddy Hield experience. He's the Mad Mouse. I'm telling you right now, anybody that's been to Jay's Amusement Park up in Guerneville, up in the Russian River knows exactly what I'm talking about. You might break your neck. You might also have the greatest ride you've ever had in your life. He was like 0-for-8 from three-point land at some point in that game. It's the end of the third quarter. It's the non-Curry minutes. Fitz is telling you, it's the non-Curry minutes. They got to not take on too much water. And Pods, who was having a good game, Pods and Buddy are taking places. They're trading positions, making horrific decisions on the floor. And you're thinking, get the ball to Jimmy. This is why you got Jimmy. Get the ball to Jimmy. And then boom, boom, boom. Buddy hits not one, but two consecutive threes. And it's like, we're back on track. The Mad Mouse is fun again. I'm telling you, this guy is the roller coaster of all roller coasters. He's the grizzly. He's whatever wooden, crickety, crazy ass ride you've ever been on. But at some point you get off and you get off the ride and you go, I would do that again. but I also feel like my heart and my stomach are literally going to be thrown up into my lap.
I know there's a ride. If you go to any county fair, you might see them on like the side of the road. Like, you know how like if you're driving past the Coliseum and randomly they have like a little like fairground thing. It's like, why is there a Ferris wheel up on a February? And what are we doing? Huh? There's no games. There's no nothing. It's just there in a random parking lot. You might see it. There's these cages that keep going up and down and up and down.
So scary.
It's called the zipper. If you've ever been on one of those at a county fair or anything, you're literally suspended in a cage.
Oh,
and the seats are all duct taped. There's gashes everywhere. There might be needles. I don't know. But there's a lot happening there. And you're just suspended in a cage and you're swinging back and forth. Depending on the person you're with, who's maybe a little bit more dangerous or a little more fun than you, depending on your word, they'll just swing it, and you're just spinning constantly. But you feel like it's going to break at any moment.
That's the Buddy Hield experience.
But you know what? You've been winning even with the Buddy Hield experience being up or down or up.
But they're
and
unbeatable
down.
When he just hits a couple shots.
Which is insane.
Literally unbeatable.
Which is insane. Well, they're literally unbeatable when Jimmy Butler plays.
Well, that's a different story.
That's part of it, though. And even if, you know, Buddy Hield's not making the shots, I have confidence in Steph and Jimmy, whether it's Moses that night, whether it's Pods that night, whether it's Draymond that night.
Moses' defense was great yesterday.
Draymond defense was great again yesterday. 8 points, 8 assists, 9 boards.
And a tackle. Did you see the tackle on Josh Hart?
Open field.
What an open field tackle.
Open field. Again,
Draymond is the Draymond experience. He's been awesome.
Spartan strong, baby.
No, he's been, for about 4 or 5 weeks, he's been awesome.
Tried out for the football team, remember?
I do remember.
There you go. Was that one with Mark D'Antonio or whoever it was over there? The Paisan used to be the coach over at Michigan State. 888-957-9570. We got a very fun show for you today. We're going to take a trip down the Jimmy Butler lane, if you will, and just kind of do a year in review, but not really a year, like a few months in review. Hell, even a month in review, Joe Shasky, because it's been a whirlwind here, and we need to take a step back here to just check all the boxes of what has happened and what has occurred pre-Jimmy and post-Jimmy up until this point, because sooner or later, we're going to be looking and it's going to be playoff time and we're not going to have time to reminisce or anything like that. We're going to be in playoff mode. Hell, we're already in playoff mode. We are locked in right now. And we talked about it yesterday. Time to get greedy, potentially, in the NBA, in the Western Conference, because you're looking at it right now. You're the sixth spot. You're 3 games back of the Houston Rockets for the fifth. And by the way, the Rockets, they're reeling. 3 in a row
what
now.
What did I say to you boys the other day?
The Grizzlies, 3 in a row. They've now lost. They are fading. You are surging. And oh, by the way, you got a surging Timberwolves right behind your back as well. They've also won 2 in a row. The Kings, obviously, as you mentioned, they've won 4 in a row. So you can't let your foot off the gas.
So here's, look, again, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, all right? But
okay,
if you're looking at the playoff pictures, you want to be in that 4-5 matchup, because if you're in that 4-5 matchup, you get OKC in the second round. And I know that sounds absurd, because OKC in the regular season is a great team. But if I'm a Warrior fan, the team that I'm desperately trying to avoid is the Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. And so if those two teams are facing each other in the second round and you're facing OKC, you're praying. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to get past OKC. I'm just saying that's the matchup that I think, for whatever weird reason, I can't even explain it. Go into our amusement park thing. For whatever reason, they see that team and it's like a crazy mirror. You know what I mean? Like it's that they match up really well with OKC.
Well, and you're in that scenario, you're already putting them past the Grizzlies or the Rockets if you match up against them.
Are you kidding me?
It's not even close. Okay.
You ask both
those
fan bases.
Which is insane to say a month ago. I'm just saying, like, yeah, you know, the Warriors, they're easily going to lock up the Grizzlies or Rockets.
The team that I'm watching right now is a top four team in the West, had it been assembled from day one. That's what I'm watching. They are one of the best offensive and defensive teams in the 10 games that Jimmy's played. Okay, I think they're 2 overall in overall defense and offense based on a variety of metrics. They're getting to the free throw line. The Jimmy Butler effect in the fourth quarter, and I talked about the late third. They're bailing water. It's the non-Curry minutes. You're like, can we just survive? They had a little lead. They had a great third quarter, and then it's kind of going away. That you could feel the lead slipping away early in the fourth quarter. All right, this goes back to getting to the free throw line. Yeah. Jimmy Butler gets an off-ball foul, just trying to get a rebound, and boom, it kind of sets up the domino effect of this team accumulating enough fouls to put the Knicks in the bonus. It calms the waters. It chills things out. Yep. It gets him to the free throw line. They get a couple of easy buckets, and he missed the free throw. And then it allows the Warriors to set up their half-court defense. It's a stabilizing force. They have been in the bonus in the fourth quarter at an earlier point, it feels like, during the Jimmy Butler era than at any point during the dynastic run. And that's not a knock on what they've done prior. They just didn't play basketball that way. And the Jimmy effect is real. They're getting teams to get these cheapo depo fouls, and he did a great job getting to the lane and creating contact to get himself to the free throw line. And you're going to see by year's end, because you saw Quentin Post come up a little small around the rim. By year's end, I'm telling you, guys like him are going to get that Jimmy effect going, and he's going to be a little stronger around the rim. He's a rookie, but you could see it's definitely helping out Steph Curry in terms of clean shot looks. They're getting wide open looks. You could see that it's helping in that 2- and 3-man game, late in games, to be able to set up easy shots for a variety of people. And it's just the Jimmy effect is real in the fourth quarter. That to me is one of the most positive attributes of acquiring Jimmy Butler.
It's an unselfish team right now, and it's just beautiful to watch. And because you watch this offense prior to the acquisition of Jimmy Butler, it was just stagnant. It was slow. They were unsure of themselves. There was a lot of turnovers. There's a lack of aggression. All of that has shifted with Jimmy Butler. Now is it the one player? It can't only be one player. It has to be buy-in from all the teammates, too. So I'm going to give credit to not just Jimmy Butler for helping change. The culture is strong, but the mindset, for sure, he has helped attribute it to that.
There's a physicality he brings to the table.
Sure. Steph, Moses, Brandon Pajemski, Draymond Green, that entire starting lineup, Quentin Post, Guy Santos, Kevin Knox making some plays yesterday, having an assist there as well to Guy Santos. Buddy Hield, again, a guy who's been up and down all season long, but you know what? Lately, he's making some shots, and he's making them pay.
You know what Buddy needs to work on? Transition jump stopping. Oh, my God, this guy. I need to get him in the gym CYO style. If I watch him leave his feet somewhere in the paint to try to throw to someone and then fire it into the second row, my head's going to explode. Again, but that's Buddy, the roller coaster of
Buddy. That's the Buddy experience, absolutely.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.